midfield, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Rebel Wireless and Quaker Steak and Lube, on ESPN 850 WKNR.
It pushes, and he's in! Touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
And now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
Well, 3 days and counting until the 2013 NFL Draft, so we are going to spend today, tomorrow, I guess Wednesday and Thursday as well, on talking about, the draft, getting you set up. Bernie Kosar is going to be with us to help do that, as will Alex Marvez from FoxSports.com, going to give us the national take on what the Browns might do, and then Nate Ulrich, who covers the Browns for the Akron Beacon Journal, will also be aboard. So with those guests, we will take a pretty up-close and intense look, try to look at all the possibilities facing this Browns team. Do they pick at six? Do they trade out of six? Do they trade players in some kind of a deal? All those possibilities are being discussed. Is a quarterback on the horizon for the Browns? Lots of talk about a quarterback. Some analysts want to put Geno Smith in a Browns uniform. Does that make sense? So with all of that to discuss, you've got some pretty strong people to break it down in Kosar, Marvez, and Ulrich, and yours truly, and we will hash through it. We will get you set up and also tell you that on Wednesday, this show will be in New York. We will be at Manny's on 2nd, a restaurant that is favorited by a bunch of Browns backers in the New York metropolitan area. They're going to show up for our show, which will be in this time slot that night. And then on Thursday, on draft night, or the beginning of the draft, first round night, at Radio City Music Hall, we'll be there for a special edition of Cleveland Browns Daily. It'll be from 1 to 3 p.m. So we'll be in the heart of the day and bringing you all kinds of sound from players, the prospects who will be there, and many of them will be there on Wednesday and, of course, on through the draft, through the weekend, or certainly through Friday. The prospects they bring in are generally ones who are projected to go as early as possible in the draft so that they don't just hang around in New York the whole time, the ones who get the invites. And you're going to hear from them through the course of our shows from New York, as well as, again, some of the Browns people who will be there, Browns fans I'm talking about, who are in the New York metro area and who are going to show up at Manny's. It's always a fun time hanging out with those folks as they get excited and ready for the draft. All right, we're going to get this thing kicked off in a couple of minutes with the quarterback, Bernie Kosar. He will join us, his usual spot here, on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Vic Carucci with you on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Deals of the year have been extended at Liberty Ford. Get 0% financing for 60 months on our huge selection of 2013 Fords, or lease the best-selling fuel-efficient Focus for only $129. That's right, only $129 a month. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Stolen, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
running around. Discount Drug Mart West Valley Plaza is now open at the corner of Marks Road and Route 303 in Brunswick Hills. That's right, Discount Drug Mart is now in your neighborhood, saving you the runaround on health and beauty, groceries, frozen foods, fresh produce, fresh meat and deli, cold beer, fine wines, greeting cards, DVD rentals, and much, much more. Plus, save on generic prescriptions starting at just $1.99. Stop in today at the new Discount Drug Mart West Valley Plaza at the corner of Marks Road and Route 303. Discount Drug Mart saves you the runaround.
At Cleveland Clinic, we'll see you later, today. Access to the best care is easy, with same-day appointments available at convenient locations throughout Northeast Ohio. Call today, 216-444-CARE, or visit clevelandclinic.org.
Free is in full bloom this spring at Rebel. Now get a free month of nationwide, no contract, unlimited everything with any smartphone activation. No compromising, just great savings. Rebel Wireless. Come save with us. Limited time offer. Requires activation on a $45 smartphone plan.
This spring, plant something beautiful in your driveway. Introducing the Lincoln Certified Pre-Owned Spring Event. Right now, get 1.9% APR on a certified pre-owned Lincoln of your choice, which comes with the confidence of our 6-year, 100,000-mile comprehensive warranty and amenities like 24/7 roadside assistance. The Lincoln Certified Pre-Owned Spring Event. Luxurious by any standards. Certified by ours. Not all buyers qualify for Lincoln Automotive Financial Services Limited Term Financing. Take delivery from dealer stock by 4/30/13. See dealer for qualifications, limited warranty, and details.
This is the sound of a popular American motorcycle. It's the sound of freedom, the open road, really good times. And this is what it sounds like with a drunk guy on it. How do you like the sound of that? Cops are cracking down on drunk motorcycle riders. If you ride drunk, you will get caught and you will get arrested. Drunk riding. Over the limit, under arrest. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
Miami University is Ohio's public ivy. But what does that mean? Well, when it comes to teaching our undergrads, we're the top-ranked public school in the nation. And for return on tuition investment and earning potential, we're number one in Ohio. But that's what others say. To us, being Ohio's public ivy means we're part of the fabric of this great state. Quite simply, Miami produces the graduates who go on to produce for Ohio. MiamiOH.edu/public ivy.
You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Rebel Wireless and Quaker Steak and Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Football Monday edition, and the Cleveland Browns 2013 NFL Draft Party is Thursday, this Thursday at First Energy Stadium. Watch all of the first round draft action, including visits from current and former Browns players, live broadcasts, and the chance to personally select your seats for the 2013 season. Doors are going to open at 6 p.m. Admission is free. For more information, visit ClevelandBrowns.com. And this segment is brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube.
Bernie,
and on with us on the Rebel Wireless Hotline is Bernie Kosar. Bernie, draft only days away. Getting fired up, man. What are you thinking?
Well, we finally made it to draft week. You're exactly right. And, you know, I think this year, even more so than previous years, you know, you always hear misinformation, don't trust anybody, don't believe anybody. Well, you know, I almost, to a degree, that's still partially true.
Yeah.
But Dan Gilbert had a funny line about a year ago. I heard him say to a group of sports media people, he goes, boy, it's amazing sometimes lately how right they actually are. And this is a year like, the Darrelle Revis trade is a perfect example of it. You know, in years and decades past, that never would have been so known. And that was almost a foregone conclusion that a trade like that was going to happen. The 13th pick was going to end up with the New York Jets. And I think there's some things that now are starting to clarify itself, you know, in terms of people and teams and needs. That's probably a little clearer than years past.
Yeah, I think there's something to be said for that. I think as drafts go on and as the business of football changes, where you need to rely more on younger players, just in terms of structure, in terms of salary cap, when you make a pick, you're picking a guy, especially early on, who is likely to see the field right away for you and at a position of need. So when you look at the Browns, it might not be as easy to say, well, outside linebacker is a real need for this football team in light of what they did with Paul Kruger and Quinton Groves in free agency. But I still say it is the way, or a way, a strong way to go. And when I think of a name like Deion Jordan from Oregon being available, and if that were the name that the commissioner were to read off for the Browns pick, that would not break my heart at all. I think that would fit into exactly what you want to do, because now I'm picturing two stud outside rushers in Kruger and Jordan attacking the quarterback and giving you a semblance of a dominant pass rush.
Well, I concur with you right there. And in taking it maybe even a step further as to the first part, too, of our talk, is the Browns have done a nice job in free agency and in this offseason. In terms of still maintaining salary cap maneuverability and space this year and in the future, and I think in today's day and age, draft picks and salary cap maneuverability, I think, are two of the most essential things to maintain. So in terms of our offseason, I think we've definitely maintained that. And making a switch from a 4-3 defense to a 3-4 defense, where the last couple years, even in a 4-3 defense, you've heard nothing but how thin we are at the linebacker position. So to make acquisitions of significance from those positions and make the change from a 4-3 to a 3-4 and kind of give yourself, yeah, there's needs on the football team, but there's not as many glaring needs. And that gives you the flexibility to be able to go with the best available person, somebody who like a Deion Jordan, probably is a fantastic player in the short run and has fantastic upside. So it gives you more options. And then there's some teams with Chud being his first year as a coach, with Joe Banner coming in, with Mr. Haslam's first year of ownership, with Mike Lombardi coming back. You also don't have the inherent pressure of feeling like you're going to get fired, like some general managers, some coaches in the league who feel the pressure of, I must win next year. We have the luxury of, yeah, we want to win next year, but job security is in a safe place for those guys. So they have the ability to maybe take advantage of some teams that are desperate to win in the short run, like the Dolphins, like the Jets head coach. There's some teams that probably need to win next year, or there are going to be some people in the unemployment line, and that may lead to maybe some people wanting to overreach for your pick or for some players, and that could create some opportunities for the Cleveland Browns.
Bernie Kosar joining us on the Rebel Wireless Hotline here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. You make such a fantastic point there, because I think it gets overlooked that you have a new football administration in place that is thinking about building a core for this team. And now people don't want to hear, well, wait a minute, are you saying that this is all about starting over and rebuilding? Well, the reality is, I mean, no, you don't want to use those terms because of how much of a negative connotation they have. But in real terms, this the folks running this football team have to think in terms of, this is our program and this is the pieces we need to make this go on the offensive side, on the defensive side. And that's not to say that everything done before their arrival gets washed out. It isn't. It's going to be incorporated in there. But I think they're going to be selective about who gets to stay from the previous team and work in more of the parts that fit how they envision this team building. And as you say, there's a luxury of time on your side. There's still pressure, but it's not the kind of pressure that other teams face that screw this draft up and you're in real trouble, or if you don't get immediate help out of this draft, you're not going to be around. The chance is definitely here for the folks making those decisions in this draft to build something that is sustainable, that isn't just for 2013. And I think a lot of those strategies are going to impact the kinds of picks that are made.
Absolutely. I mean, absolutely agree with that. And to the point where, again, there is definitely pressure and wanting to win here in Cleveland and in every team, whether the teams have job security or not. It's just human nature is an incredible thing. And guys like, again, I want to go back to the Revis trade. Mark Dominic, the general manager for the Tampa Bay Bucks. The odds of him and team not making the playoffs next year or being competitively close to the playoffs isn't very good if they don't do well. So Darrell Revis, somebody, a short-term guy who is a proven difference maker, is essential for someone in that type of position. Where the Jets, I think, are woeful this year. They have a new general manager. He has a little job security. He will be around for more than one draft. So he has the ability to take the 9th, I think, and the 13th pick and take a guy, take two guys, and have them develop over 2 or 3 years. Some coaches and or general managers may not have that luxury. We have that luxury in Cleveland where, yeah, we want them to play good in the short run next year. But sometimes you make decisions in the short run that aren't good for the long run, and I think we have the ability to be on both sides of that equation.
Another thing that's happening simultaneous with this draft is the mini camps. Is the fact that the Browns have had players on the field. They had them on the field for 3 days last week. They're going to have them again on the field this week. Rob Chudzinski and this coaching staff to really look at these players, the players they have, not, I mean, the ones that they brought in new, but more importantly, the ones that they're inheriting and are learning more about. And I have to believe, Bernie, to some degree, this is going to factor into thinking. I know the draft board is set. I know the draft strategy is laid out. I know you don't make these decisions on everything you're going to do in the draft only days or hours before the draft itself. But I also know it has to be fluid. And somewhere in the thinking, you know, watching how Brandon Whedon is throwing the football in this new attack offense, working from shotgun, throwing deep often, seeing how the tight ends, especially Jordan Cameron, responds to this new system and scheme, and everybody on board, and how guys are responding, and the same, I guess, would go on the defensive side, although that's where the most new parts have been added in free agency. But I have to believe that is going to swim around the mentality of this decision-making group when they get into this draft and they start looking at potential positions to fill. Well, I don't know. That guy looked pretty good on the field this week and last week, you know.
You're absolutely 100% spot on that. Last week's mini camp was so crucial for the existing guys that have been on this team the last couple years to show the coaching staff, the front office, the scouts what they could do. Because a lot of people say, hey, they don't want change. They don't want to keep continuity. Hey, let's remember, we've only won 9 football games over the last 2 years. We've picked, I think, 4th and 6th the last 2 years. That doesn't breed for job security in the NFL for the previous players. So it's imperative. It was imperative, their performance last week and how, you know, from Brandon Whedon and his throwing, how the young receivers picked up on running the skinny bang gates, the posts that I've been talking about, how they're running comebacks, how they're running fades, how they handle press coverage, how they handle the intelligence side of the new offense, because how picks are made and how trades are made in this possibly trying to get a second round pick in the 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th round, 7th round, free agents will definitely be a factor of what happened last week with the existing veterans, with the new staff and new scouts watching them will definitely have an effect on things.
Would anything surprise you, and in particular these two thoughts? One is if the Browns were to use that 6th pick to draft a quarterback. Some people in around the NFL media types are attaching Geno Smith to the Browns there, and others talk about trade down scenarios that would also have the Browns dealing with a quarterback in the first round.
Well, I think this draft has a lot of high risk at the top and a lot of high reward at the top. But the one thing I don't think any of us could argue about this draft is it has a lot of depth in that 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 5th round of the draft. There's a lot of depth there. So the trading down scenario definitely doesn't surprise me. The only thing that I think is definitely off the board for the Cleveland Browns is there won't be a running back taken in the first round.
Okay, I'll go along with that. That's about as safe and as far out on a limb as I'll go as well.
But you know, on the quarterback spot, there's been so many rumors with it. You know, there's so many of these mock drafts have quarterbacks going way early. Some have no quarterbacks going in the top 10, 11, 12, 13 picks of the first round. I tend to think somebody's going to want a quarterback. They found somebody they really like, they want to grow with. But who's to say with that? Because with the new system that's coming in and the type of depth we have, there's, again, a lot of flexibility. And how, you know, Brandon Whedon had his first chance to make a big impression last weekend with the new staff and intellectually, academically, and then most importantly, physically.
Your operative phrase there, grow with, want to grow with, is what I think is the applicable point about quarterbacks in this draft. I think it's more about guys that are going to develop and that aren't going to see the field soon at all. Bernie, thank you. Great. And we're going to do this again during the course of the week, especially when I get to New York and we start doing our draft coverage from there.
You'll be seeing more of me than you care to all week.
He is Bernie Kosar, the one and only, joining us here via the Rebel Wireless Hotline on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. More coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Liberty for the best selection of pre-owned vehicles in Ohio. Save with hundreds of vehicles priced under $10,000. 0% APR for 60 months on certified pre-owned Fords. Special internet pricing and more. Make it easy and shop all five of our locations' inventory in one place. LibertyFord.com. Liberty guarantees financing and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
It just got hotter in Medina. At Quaker Steak and Lube, we're famous for over 20 flavors of award-winning sauces, voted Best Wings USA. But there's so much more. Ribs, steaks, burgers, sandwiches, salads, signature drinks, and drafts, all served up on a platter full of fun. Every night is hot at the Lube, including all-you-can-eat wings on Tuesday and 60-cent bread and boneless wings on Wednesday. Great times, great food. Get to Quaker Steak and Lube, now open at 4094 Pearl Road in Medina.
Hey, Browns fans, now that the 2013 NFL Draft is here, what better way to gear up for the NFL season than to visit the Pro Football Hall of Fame? Walk through the hallowed hall and relive the greatest moments in Browns history. Stand face-to-face with the Sweet 16 and see artifacts from the most recent record-breaking moments from the newest stars of the NFL. The brand new Hall of Fame store is now open, so be sure to get all the latest NFL team apparel. Visit ProFootballHOF.com for details.
For your cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere. And Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Welcome to Sears Auto Center. Wheatgrass smoothie? Kombucha colonic?
No.
Your meditation room is this way. Namaste.
Namaste. Okay.
Adding a health spa would make tire shopping healthy, but it wouldn't make it better. Better is Sears Auto Center, with extended hours and online scheduling. Plus, members get up to $130 in savings and deals after mail-in rebate on top brands like Goodyear, Michelin, and the Mighty Road Handler. This is convenience. This is Sears Auto Center. Offerings 427. Installation required. See store for details. Members earn points on qualifying purchases. Subject to full program terms available at shopyourway.com.
This spring, plant something beautiful in your driveway. Introducing the Lincoln Certified Pre-Owned Spring Event. Right now, get 1.9% APR on a certified pre-owned Lincoln of your choice, which comes with the confidence of our 6-year, 100,000-mile comprehensive warranty and amenities like 24/7 roadside assistance. The Lincoln Certified Pre-Owned Spring Event. Luxurious by any standards. Certified by ours. Not all buyers qualify for Lincoln Automotive Financial Services limited-term financing. Take delivery from dealer stock by 4/30/13. See dealer for qualifications, limited warranty, and details.
Welcome to Sears Auto Center. Wheatgrass smoothie? Kombucha colonic?
No.
Your meditation room is this way. Namaste.
Namaste. Okay.
Adding a health spa would make tire shopping healthy, but it wouldn't make it better. Better is Sears Auto Center, with extended hours and online scheduling. Plus, members get up to $130 in savings and deals after mail-in rebate on top brands like Goodyear, Michelin, and the Mighty Road Handler. This is convenience. This is Sears Auto Center. Offerings 427. Installation required. See store for details. Members earn points on qualifying purchases. Subject to full program terms available at shopyourway.com.
Hi, gang. Riz here. Baseball is back. The Tribe is hot, and so is Window Nation. 35% off windows, doors, and siding. No down payment, no interest, and no payments for 6 months. Quality windows that are going to save you money from a great company made right here in Northeast Ohio. Get with Window Nation. Tis the season for baseball and new windows. Call 216-464-4141 or go to windownation.com/Rizzo. windownation.com/Rizzo. Go Tribe.
Really appreciate that you're hanging out with us on a football Monday, getting this week kicked off in style. The draft's coming up on Thursday and Friday and Saturday. We'll be covering every bit of it for you. And this segment is driven by Liberty Ford. And we go to the Revel Wireless Hotline to connect with our good friend Alex Marvez from FoxSports.com, covers the National Football League so well for that site. Alex, I want to start with this. The Browns and the sixth overall pick, a lot of speculation on what might be done there, including the possibility of trading down. In fact, I think in the best scenario for a lot of teams in that top 10, moving down is what they'd want to do, but they all can't make those deals. What's some of the buzz you're hearing, and what are your thoughts about that possibility?
Yeah, right, Vic, if everyone kept moving down like everyone wants to and still getting talent, we wouldn't have a draft. We'd just have everyone continuing to trade out of the pick, right? And, you know, the Browns find themselves in an interesting spot, depending on what's available in front of them. For example, let's say that two of the top three left tackles are off the board by the time Cleveland is up, and I do expect that to happen. Well, all of a sudden, let's say the Miami Dolphins, if they don't complete a Brandon Alpert trade with Kansas City, do they maybe go ahead and jump up to grab Lane Johnson at number six? Would they be a willing trade partner considering the fact they have two twos and two threes in this draft? I think that is something to monitor, going forward. Is there a player out there that slips as a defender that maybe somebody thinks, wow, you know, I need a Deion Jordan. I need a Star Lutulele. I've got to take this guy. You know, is that going to be a spot? The cornerback position is interesting as well. The way it looks now, maybe the Browns are going to have their pick of the litter when it comes to a D. Milner, a D.J. Hayden of Houston, the cornerback there generating a lot of buzz. Guys, 10 minutes from death, I guess he suffered a heart injury during practice last year. Fortunately, they saved his life. Now he may be the number one corner that's taken. So I think Cleveland finds themselves in a good spot, but in a perfect world, you'd love to get back that second-round pick that you spent on Josh Gordon. But if not, you know what, Vic? At least Josh Gordon has been an awfully good player and definitely worth selecting in the second round of last year's supplemental draft.
And I'm glad you brought that up because right now, unless things dramatically change, Josh Gordon enters the 2013 season as the Browns' number one receiver. And I think he's come back strong for his second year if these offseason workouts are any indication, looking at him physically, looking at how engaged he is with things and how much more he knows, which is understandable because he knew virtually nothing when he arrived here last July as a guy who had missed 18 months of football and was out of physical shape and didn't have it mentally going as far as what to do as an NFL receiver, and has picked up so much since then. But all that said, I think he's really an ideal fit for this team and this offense that Norv Turner has. So if you don't get back the second pick, it's not the worst thing in the world. You want it. I know you want to have win-win-win, right, where you have Gordon and the ability to draft somebody else in the second round, and I understand that too. But if they don't get that, here's the question I have with regard to the sixth pick. If they go with an outside linebacker, say they go with a Deion Jordan or Ziggy Ansah or Barkevious Mingo, somebody there, where do you get that corner? Who can you get when you maybe drop now down to the third round?
Yeah, that's a little bit tough. I'm not really sure what names are going to be available when you do get to the third round. I know there is going to be some top-tier talent in the second. And one thing that the Browns have to hope for, and this is a question, Vic, I'm not sure if you're going to ask me later, but if the Browns are in the quarterback market, and if they are seriously looking at, and I think that they are, when you go out and you scout an E.J. Manuel in person in Tallahassee, you know, when you talk with Geno Smith, guys like this, I mean, to me, the question becomes how many quarterbacks go off the board and how much talent does that push down? I think that the offensive line, if you pick three tackles in the first six or seven picks, boom, all of a sudden some really good other talent is getting pushed back. People say this is a draft where the strength is between picks 15 and 40, that you could basically put all those names in a hat and almost have, you know, equal talent across the board there. So it's a deep draft, just not very top-heavy, as John Elway recently pointed out to the Denver Post. So that's a great question. Can the Browns move back into the second round? Do they need to go ahead and do that? Is there a possibility of that? You know, if they go ahead and there's a corner that they like there, I'm with you on that. You know, the one thing, you know, that you, at this point, the free agent market has been pretty much picked over. There are still some players out there. Quentin Jammer, for example, meeting with the Washington Redskins about the possibility of a contract. I mean, there are some measures that you can try to get by for one season doing, but ideally, love to have that second round pick. But Vic, I tell you what, though, even if not, you still got Josh Gordon, and that's pretty darn good.
Alex Marvez from FoxSports.com joining us here on the Revel Wireless Hotline on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. So how does the trade between the Jets and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers affect things, either with the Browns or anyone else? The Jets now getting the 13th overall pick from Tampa Bay, in addition to their ninth pick that they have already to send Darrelle Revis to Tampa Bay.
Yeah, you know, and here's where I get very curious about this. Let's say you do address the outside linebacker position. A lot of folks that are pretty wise, including Gil Brandt, one of my co-hosts on SiriusXM NFL Radio, much like you, have Barcavius Mingo of LSU being in the mix for that number 9 pick. I do believe that that is a direction they will go. I don't think there's a corner. I mean, if D. Milner was still out there at 1, or even a Xavier Rhodes, and see, he plays a press style that I think works in a New York Jets defense. But the Jets thing is really strange. And Vic, I wrote about this at FoxSports.com, and a lot of it stems around Rex Ryan and what is his future with the New York Jets. I look at this as a situation where Rex, if he doesn't have a winning record this year, and it looks really rough when you look at that roster, he's going to get canned. So at that point, are you picking players this year based upon putting Rex Ryan in position to succeed, or do you have an eye a little bit upon 2014 and a new administration coming in that can work with the existing talent, or you realize there's going to be a changeover in the talent that is there? For example, if you take a quarterback at 13, and I don't put that out of the realm of possibility for the Jets, but if you take one, how do you know that if Rex Ryan, things don't work out with him, that the next head coach would want to go ahead and keep that same quarterback and be as committed to developing him going forward. So it really adds another element to this draft for the Jets, but I do think at number 9, they're going defense, I think outside linebacker or cornerback.
Well, and the other reason I bring this up, too, is with 2 picks, it does bring in that quarterback scenario possibly for the Jets, as some people have speculated. Some think maybe a Geno Smith goes to them at 13. I'm wondering, too, from the Browns' perspective, you bring up that they've expressed interest in quarterbacks. They've worked out quarterbacks and looked at them. And this could be for the express purpose of getting one in this draft, or at least doing their due diligence for future work, whatever. But if a guy like a Smith or somebody gets taken now, say, in that lower portion or mid portion, I guess, of the first round, and doesn't end up slipping far enough down for the Browns to either try to get that player with a second rounder that they could pick up, or even in the third round, I think that makes you wonder about how things could unfold.
Yeah, you're so right. How about this wild card? What if the Jags take Geno Smith at 2? Well, then things get interesting. If you want a quarterback and you got the Buffalo Bills coming up at 8 and you think the Bills have their eye on the same quarterback you want, if you're the Jets, for example, do you try to hop up? And does Cleveland make sense, or Arizona make sense as a potential trade partner as you try to usurp Buffalo? If they've got their eye on Ryan Nassib, the Syracuse quarterback who played under Nathaniel Hackett, the new offensive coordinator, and Doug Marrone at Syracuse, do you go ahead and if you love this kid, do you try to prevent the Bills from getting him because you think Buffalo may spend that high a pick on a quarterback? I mean, you look at their situation. I don't think that Kevin Cobb and Tavares Jackson are going to be taking this team to the Super Bowl anytime soon. So it's very curious now with the Jets now having this, because I believe the Bucs would have stood pat at 13. I believe the Jets would have stood pat at 9. Now the 19 and 13 picks are in play. The Jets' second round pick could be in play, too, if they really feel that desperate need to have to bounce up a few spots.
Yeah, very, very interesting stuff. You know, you bring up the Browns and the quarterback situation in general. The incumbent, Brandon Whedon, loved what he saw, understandably, through the first few days of minicamp last week. Alex, in North Turner's offense, the downfield throwing, working from shotgun, all the things that he saw Phillip Rivers do in San Diego under Turner is very appealing to him, and you could see right away he has a comfort level. Just some of your thoughts on how this offense is going to evolve and what you think Whedon might be able to do now that he has a North Turner and Rob Schadzinski working with him.
I think it's absolutely great for Brandon Whedon. I mean, no knock on Pat Shurmur, obviously, and Brad Childress have a lot of respect for them as offensive minds, but North Turner's offense has been so tried and true successful through the years. And you look at, you know, in recent years, obviously, Phillip Rivers has had his problems, but I look at that more as a personnel issue. I mean, I think what Norv wants to do, he wants to stretch the field vertically. He wants to put that fear into a defense, and then he has no problems calling running plays. In fact, when you look at Ricky Williams, the best success in his NFL career, 1,853 rushing yards, came when he was with the Miami Dolphins. He had a 1,400-yard season after that. I think Trent Richardson could have a monster year playing for Norv Turner, not only rushing the football, but also catching the ball out of the backfield. As excited as Brandon Whedon should be at the new dynamic that this offense provides and the development of his young wide receivers, if I'm Trent Richardson, I am absolutely giddy. You know, Trent, I mean, Norv, had Ryan Matthews been all that in the bag of donuts, Vic, during his time with the San Diego Chargers. I mean, I don't think Norv Turner is out as head coach there. I mean, Norv wanted to run the football. Ryan Matthews kept getting hurt, and the backups just couldn't pick up the load. If Trent Richardson can stay healthy, my goodness, I think this young man is going to be just an absolute superstar, and I think Brandon Whedon has a real good shot of succeeding. And the better Trent Richardson does, the better Brandon Whedon's going to play.
Yeah, and you're right about the excitement that Richardson has been expressing as well, invoking the name of Emmett Smith, knowing yep. what the guy who went to his high school in Pensacola, Florida, did in Norv Turner's offense in Dallas. That's something that is a touchstone for Trent Richardson and a reason for him to be very excited. As we look at other components that the Browns need offensively, a lot of discussion about a tight end. Jordan Cameron has looked impressive in minicamp. I don't know if that has been something that would change their thoughts, but do you see this as a draft where the Browns could come away with a good tight end, maybe somewhere in the middle area?
Yeah, you know, this is a very deep draft for tight ends. 19 were invited to the combine, and there's a kid, a big kid from San Diego State. You've got a Syracuse kid. You've got, you know, Travis Kelce of Cincinnati, although a lot of people are worried about some character issues there that may drop his draft stock. But I think there is tight end talent to be found in the third and fourth rounds of this draft, and I think that's where you could target somebody. You hate to say developmental, but it does usually take a year, Vic, as you know, for a tight end to really make an impact. You know, sometimes they can go ahead, get on the field, 25, 30 catches. You can go ahead, be a red zone threat like Kyle Rudolph was. But look at, for example, how much that young man improved from year one to year two. Look at the jump that Jimmy Graham took, Rob Gronkowski, Aaron Hernandez. I mean, these are some of the prime tight ends in the game, but as rookies, they didn't really light the world on fire. So I think the hope is that Jordan Cameron is able to develop in this system. And another area where tight ends have excelled under Norv Turner is the tight end position. I mean, you know, Randy McMichael for a long time, Antonio Gates, you know, clearly had success there with him. I mean, you can go back, Jay Novacek, if you want to go back to the Dallas days.
Yeah.
So I think there's reason for Jordan Cameron to be excited. And that's the whole thing, too. You know, look, the reality is that even with the administration change in Cleveland and the fact there's been some bloodletting, some of this young talent has to step up. You know, I mean, just, you know, and you hope that it does. I mean, you hope that in that second, third year of development, you see a Greg Little hold on to the football better. You hope with Jordan Cameron becomes an every-down player, you know, making up for the mistake of signing Evan Moore to a contract extension a few years ago. I mean, I think that if some of these young guys can step up, it legitimately could push the Browns, I don't want to say into the playoff picture because that would be awfully optimistic at this point, and you know, that's a best-case scenario, but there's no reason why they shouldn't be able to make hay this year in this division. The Pittsburgh Steelers, clearly a team right now that has a lot of issues. Cincinnati hasn't won a playoff game yet, even though they've made the postseason the past couple of years. You're not sure where they're at with them, if they're going to take that next step. And the Baltimore Ravens, heavy as the head that wears the crown, Vic. Everyone's going to be aiming for them. Who knows if they're going to be able to make it back, even though the postseason, just like the New York Giants found out last year, success one year doesn't guarantee it the next.
Right. Well, Alex, tremendous breakdown. We always appreciate that. And I look forward to seeing you at Radio City Music Hall on Thursday.
Back at you, Vic. Thank you, brother.
Right. He is Alex Marvez from FoxSports.com, from SiriusXM NFL Radio. Check out his great work in both places, joining us on the Rebel Wireless Hotline on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And we've got much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Deals of the year have been extended at Liberty Ford. Get 0% financing for 60 months on our huge selection of 2013 Fords. Or lease the best-selling Fusion or Escape for only $189. Your choice, only $189. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
It just got hotter in Medina. At Quaker Steak and Lube, we're famous for over 20 flavors of award-winning sauces voted Best Wings USA. But there's so much more. Ribs, steaks, burgers, sandwiches, salads, signature drinks, and drafts, all served up on a platter full of fun. Every night is hot at the Lube, including all-you-can-eat wings on Tuesday and 60-cent breaded boneless wings on Wednesday. Great times, great food. Get to Quaker Steak and Lube, now open at 4094 Pearl Road in Medina.
Are you ready to make some big plays this season? Like growing your savings, buying a home, or even building a business? At First Merit Bank, we'd like to assist you with your goals, whatever they may be. So no matter what your next play is, we're ready to help you make it happen. It's your game plan. How can we help? First Merit Bank. You first. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Mike Cappy here from Pro Roofing Service. If you ever had to replace a flat roof, you know prices can be staggering. You can avoid these costs with our biannual preventative maintenance program. Purchase a spring program now, and your fall program is free. Go with the pros. Visit ProRoofingServices.com.
Here's your Buffalo Wild Wings look at the draft. Today's featured player is offensive guard Chance Wormack from the Alabama Crimson Tide. Ranked fourth on the ESPNCleveland.com big board, Wormack has been a staple on the Alabama offensive line for three-plus seasons, blocking for Heisman Trophy winner Mark Ingram and the Browns' Trent Richardson while winning two national championships. Wormack is considered one of the elite talents in this year's class. Stop in and follow the draft at B-Dubs, Buffalo Wild Wings, Wings, Beers, Sports. Go to BuffaloWildWings.com for the location nearest you.
Hey, Golf Tech's plan of attack swing evaluation is available right now through May 29th. For just $99, you get a 60-minute swing evaluation from the certified pros over at Golf Tech. Fine-tune your swing with their state-of-the-art swing technology. Four Northeast Ohio locations, East, West, Canton, and now open in Brecksville at the Millside Shopping Center. It's GolfTech.com, GOLFTEC.com. Golf Tech's plan of attack sale happening now. Proven path, proven results at Golf Tech.
Did you know that Cleveland airfares are 22% higher than those in Pittsburgh? Announcing lower fares for Northeast Ohio, Pittsburgh International Airport just got a little closer. FlyPittsburgh.com. Click, save, fly.
Hey, Browns fans, unite. The season tickets are on sale now. Be part of the tradition of Cleveland Browns football live at First Energy Stadium. Great seat locations are open in the general seating bowl and club level. For more information on new Browns season tickets, visit clevelandbrowns.com or you call 440-824-3434. Nate Ulrich covers the Browns for the Akron Beacon Journal. He joins us now on the Rebel Wireless Hotline. Nate, as we approach this draft, I think one of the really interesting scenarios among many is the potential for trade. And the discussion either centers around the Browns doing something to move down from their sixth position involving picks or involving the addition of a pick or trading a player or maybe even two. I mean, you hear the names of Jabal Sheard and you hear Ataba Rubin and speculation that they may want to move one of those guys to get involved with, again, better positioning in the draft. I'm sure you're all ears about all of that.
Oh, absolutely. And I think that, you know, predicting a trade down from number six is probably one of the safest bets you can make right now. I mean, you can pick from a number of players, but I think the bottom line is that the Browns want to trade down. That's not to say they couldn't take a guy at six. They certainly could. But, man, I mean, without that second-round pick, I think they really want to get that back, and a trade down from six could accomplish that. So, you know, I'm not one of the people who thinks that, you know, they're missing the second round pick or saying that in a negative way, because I think Josh Gordon was a really good pick last year in the supplemental draft.
Right.
But I think the new regime looks at this set of draft picks that it inherited, and it wants a second round pick because – I think it's just natural. I think, obviously, that's an important pick. You hope to get a starter in that position in the draft. And also, you know, these new guys, Mike Lombardi, Joe Banner, they want as many of their, quote-unquote, guys as they can get. So, you know, having that extra second-round pick is, hey, that's another, you know, one of their guys who should project as a starter if they can get that pick back.
That's a fair thought about wanting to maximize their chances to, quote, get players that they identify for this draft versus the people that they're inheriting, but not, again, that all the people they're inheriting can help this team out. And I'm not entirely sure, by the way, in reference to Sheard and Rubin, that those guys don't have a place in this 3-4 defense. It's easy to speculate, well, they were part of a 4-3. They were specifically thought of as those kinds of players that it would be a tougher conversion. And the Sheard discussion going from end to outside linebacker brings with it some uncertainty, if not a lot of uncertainty. With Rubin, I don't know. I guess I see just a player who could be strong in any defense, that you put him in a 3-4 or a 4-3, and he's going to get the job done.
Well, he has so far. I mean, that's the thing that you got to like about Rubin's chances. The role is different, though. I mean, when you talk about the guys who have the biggest adjustments, and, I mean, you know, on defense, as they switch from that 4-3 to this, you know, 3-4, you know, hybrid or multi-front scheme, whatever you want to call it, that Ray Horton's bringing here, I think you got to look at Jabal Sheard and Reuben as the guys who have the biggest hurdles to clear. And as far as making that transition, a lot of people might say, you know, DeQuell Jackson too. But DeQuell Jackson's played that inside linebacker spot in the 3-4 defenses. This one, you know, this scheme's a little different than other ones. You know, it's like he said last week at minicamp, because it's more, you know, attack-oriented, and he really likes that. Thinks he'll be blitzing a lot more. But back to my original point, yeah, I think Sheard, obviously, hey, he's played 4-3 end his whole life. You know, he's going to have to stand up as a 3-4 outside linebacker. His hand's not going to be in the dirt as much. It will be, you know, if he sticks around and is, you know, on the field for passing downs when they, you know, go to a four-man front and nickel, he can slide down. But most of the time, he's going to be on his feet. He's going to be asked to drop back in coverage, and that's probably the biggest adjustment for him that he'll have to show he can do if he's going to make this transition successfully. And as far as Reuben, yeah, he's succeeded in a 3-4 and a 4-3, but in a 3-4, he kind of had his breakout season under Eric Mangini, and that was as a nose tackle. And in a 4-3, he excelled a year later as a defensive tackle. And this year, you know, he's going to have to be, you know, he's going to be asked to move to defensive end in a 3-4. So it is a little bit different. I tend to think that, you know, I agree with DeQuell Jackson. I asked him about Reuben adjusting to, you know, an end in a 3-4, something he's never done. And DeQuell said that's one guy you don't worry about. Because that guy, and you alluded to it, Vic, and he just, he's one of those guys that just, he's everywhere on the field. And Ray Horton says he wants big men who can run. And Hataba Reuben is basically the epitome of that.
We're visiting with Nate Ulrich, who covers the Browns for the Akron Beacon Journal here on the Rebel Wireless Hotline, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Now, I think the other part about the Sheard element of a potential trade is what the Browns do at six, or what they do pretty much anywhere in the first round, wherever that might be, if they go for an outside linebacker. And I don't know that the scenario has to play out that they would make that pick first before then you'd realize that you've got an expendable player in Sheard. In my mind, you can't have enough of those guys. I'm in favor of having it all, meaning that if you draft that outside linebacker, you still see what you have with Sheard at outside linebacker. You know you already have Paul Kruger. You brought in Quentin Gross. And then you just take the approach that we want to come at you with as many different possibilities as you can. I also understand there are only so many roster spots, too, and you got to keep that in mind. But it seems to me that you enhance your level of getting that dominant pass rush, which I believe is what is going to define this defense more than anything, by going that route.
Yeah, I agree. I wouldn't be surprised if the Browns pick the pass rusher at six, or if they, for that matter, traded down and picked the pass rusher and still kept Sheard. I also wouldn't be surprised if they picked one, you know, a pass rusher at six, traded down and picked one, and traded Sheard. So I could see him picking one up in the first round, keep him picking one up and trading him. But I, you know, it just kind of depends on the level of faith they have in him making this transition. And Vic, we really don't know what right. That level of faith is. I mean, and maybe they're not entirely sure. They probably have a decent idea, but I mean, they've only got to see him, you know, in that 3-day voluntary minicamp last week on the field. So if they're open to experiment with him more and they think that, you know, he has something to offer in this scheme, then yeah, I could definitely see him picking him regardless, or, you know, keeping him, I'm sorry, regardless if they pick another guy who's going to play that position, because that depth in that front seven is so key. And you mentioned it. I mean, their philosophy is all about pressuring, attacking, getting after the quarterback. And you need those outside rush linebackers to do that in this scheme. I mean, those are the guys who get all the sacks, and those are the guys who really, really, you know, key this defense that Ray Horton wants to bring here.
So many scenarios to ponder, Nate, and we're going to be watching them all this week. Thank you so much for joining us, my friend.
Anytime, Vic. Thanks.
He is Nate Ulrich. He covers the Browns for the Akron Beacon Journal, and he joins us on the Rebel Wireless Hotline. And we have got much more coming up on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
The best deals of the year have been extended at Liberty Ford. Get 0% financing for 60 months on our huge selection of 2013 Fords. Or lease America's best-selling truck, the F-150, for only $229. That's right, only $229 a month. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
Hi, I'm Trent Richardson of the Cleveland Browns. I work hard and I make a lot of choices every day. Here's the easy one. I go to Subway restaurants where I can get a choice of better for you subs. Subway has all the options I like all in one place. And the best part, I can change it up depending on my mood. I can choose any of the 8 subs for under 6 grams of fat, like the turkey breast and ham, piled high with all the veggies I need. Or I can add double meat to my favorite, steak and cheese, to fuel up for my bone-crushing workouts. Subway, the official training restaurant of Trent Richardson and you.
Additional charge for double meat.
Browns fans, you're on the clock. Celebrate with the Cleveland Browns at the 2013 Draft Party on Thursday, April 25th. Watch all of the first-round draft action at First Energy Stadium, including visits from current and former Browns players, live broadcasts, and food and drink specials. Doors open at 6 p.m. Admission is free. The Cleveland Browns Draft Party is in association with Cleveland Clinic, Pepsi, and Bud Light. For more information on how you can attend, visit clevelandbrowns.com.
For your cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere. And Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Where passion becomes perfect, Stotzenberger College.
I'm a personal fitness training student at Stotzenberger College. Why did I choose Stotzenberger? Every minute of education is geared toward exactly what I want to do, become a personal fitness trainer. Instruction is hands-on. The classes will help me design the perfect workout with you in mind.
I will pump you up.
Consumer disclosure info at learnwhatyoulove.com.
Stotzenberger College.
NTB has changed the tire business with ready-to-roll all-inclusive pricing. The lowest installed price on tires guaranteed. And now through Sunday at NTB, get big rebates on the biggest brands. Up to $160 with your Service Central credit card. Cooper, up to $100 off. Bridgestone, up to $120 off. Nitto, up to $150 off. And Goodyear, up to $160 off. And your tires are ready to roll with all the extras at no extra charge. Hurry to NTB for big rebates on the biggest brands. Up to $160 off. Now through Sunday. Up to $160 off select in-stock tires after mail-in rebates on 4 tire purchases made on the Service Central credit card. Subject to credit approval and 42813. Void where prohibited. See NTB.com for details. Big rebates on the biggest brands. Up to $160 off. You're ready to roll. NTB. Service, tires, and oil.
Your Akron Arrows are home tonight through Wednesday against the Trenton Thunder. Tonight is Vegan Iron Chef Night. Come early as the chefs battle to make the best vegan meal. And don't miss the vegetable carvers on the concourse prior to the game in celebration of Earth Day. It's also Charity Begins at Home, featuring Autism Speaks, as each Monday the Arrows team up with a local nonprofit to raise funds and awareness for their cause. Gates open at 5:30. Game time is 6:35. Seats start at just $5. Call 897-ARROWS or visit AkronArrows.com. Akron Arrows Baseball, it's a whole new ballgame.
Where can you find the best web coverage of the Cleveland sports scene? ESPNCleveland.com. Breaking news, blogs, podcasts, and the best daily coverage of the Browns, Indians, Cavs, Ohio State, and more. If it's happening in Cleveland sports, we're on it. ESPNCleveland.com. Featuring veteran Browns beat reporter Tony Grossi's exclusive Browns coverage. Make it your homepage now. ESPNCleveland.com. That's ESPNCleveland.com.
It's Football Monday. Vic Carucci with you on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Let's get into the questions and comments that you submit to the official Browns Facebook Twitter pages, the Browns Daily Twitter page, at Browns _ Daily. And then you can send direct to me at VICCARUCCI. And also, we get your email daily at clevelandbrowns.com. Voicemail one other way, by the way, 855-363-DAILY, 855-363-2459. You want to leave a comment, message, question, whatever, that way. AJ from Twitter asked if I think the Browns are all in on D. Milner and why haven't we addressed that need. If he's gone, we should trade down, is AJ's comment there. I think it's a possibility. I think it's the popular analyst's possibility, if that makes sense. I mean, when you're talking about what the draft Knicks have to say about the Browns draft. But now you're hearing a lot of conversation that, again, when is he going to be healthy and ready? He underwent torn labrum surgery, and there's reports that maybe he had more than one operation to deal with, you know, to deal with getting his body right. But the guy did, I mean, he ran well at the combine. He did his workout at the combine prior to surgery. That impressed people around the league. I know that. I know that went over well. So it didn't affect his ability to run well. Still gets high marks as an athlete. I haven't heard anything that really definitively like would knock him out of contention for either the Brown spot at six if he were there or anywhere in that top 10. There has been definitely discussion about maybe other corners moving ahead of him, analysts doing that. But what is that? This is the silly season. This is the lying season. This is where you get a lot of different ideas and thoughts about where guys are because people, especially the agents of players, like to influence this. This is their game. This is what they do. Steph King 18 from Twitter says the Browns need the draft, speaking of cornerbacks, Honey Badger. Well, Tyrann Mathieu is a guy he's talking about, of course, from LSU. With him opposite Joe Hayden, our defense would be nasty. So there's another vote for a corner. Now, I know you didn't specify where you make that pick. It seems unlikely that he's a guy you take in the first round. By every indication, he is considered a lower down the line guy. Again, what does that mean? Every indication? Nothing until the draft goes on, because we can all be surprised by where guys are taken. The so-called, wait a minute, where did that come from? Pick invariably happens. Will happen Thursday night. I don't know by which team or which player, but it's going to happen because it always does. It never fails when you get 30-plus decisions by the collective decision-makers at those teams doing their thing. This is interesting. Lawrence from Facebook, he says, although I'm a Ravens fan, says the Browns will dominate the AFC North in the next 2 years or so. It is a young team with gusto and missing only one or two pieces. The Browns are going to, as Lawrence says, raise hell in the NFL. 3 exclamation points. Interesting take from Lawrence, a Ravens fan. But I think there's something to be said for liking a younger team that has promise, and that seems to be what the book generally is on the Browns. That seems to be when you talk with the people like Alex Marvez and the other national analysts, the ones we love to go to those guys because they're pretty dispassionate about this team. They're pretty neutral, and they give you a pretty straight take on what they're about. So it's not colored by fandom or by any agenda. They just like what they see in their youth. And in the coaching that is combined with that, and as I bring this one up, the other thing that strikes me as I go through the social media comments and go through emails, a lot of discussion about the Browns schedule and the optimism that it apparently has generated to a great degree. Yeah, you definitely get your share of pessimists, but compared with what I've seen just in recent years of going through the same types of, and probably hearing from a lot of the same people, I'm sure different people weigh in too, but that there's a sense that the schedule gives this team a chance to do something, I don't know, necessarily special. I think you hear folks going in that 9-10 win range. I think that's really optimistic with a first-year coach and all the questions that I think still linger. I wouldn't go there. But I would go with expecting some level of improvement and better play, because I think it's going to happen at the place that it's needed most, and that's the quarterback position. So that's my take on that. All right, we want to thank several people who were involved in this show. And the first person I want to go to is Bernie Kosar for being aboard with us. You'll hear from Bernie again during our draft coverage as the week goes on. Alex Marvez from FoxSports.com. Nate Ulrich with us from the Akron Beacon Journal. I want to thank Drew Boatner. I want to thank Lauren Whitaker. I want to thank my producer tonight. Did a great job. TJ Zuppe. And 3 Deep is next. And we'll talk to you again tomorrow night right here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.